At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So here we go then, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Kings of Anglia Tractor Girls Talk podcast, which is proudly sponsored by John Fowler Solicitors. Big up Mark Kennedy and the team for their continued support. If you want some legal advice, check them out. And they'll sort you out. Blue, my co-host, Tamwyn Skipper, joins me as ever. And we're joined by a special guest who's had a great 2 weeks. Debut, first start, Evie Williams joins us. And we're going to get a nice little football journey from her shortly. But Blue, come in. Welcome back to the show. How's things?
Things are all good. Enjoyed the game yesterday as we're recording. Albeit, I'm sure we'll get onto the weather later. But that was an enjoyable game. Happy to have Evie on. And yeah, all is well in my world, Ross. How are you?
I am very good. Yeah, just about dried off. Although, we'll get onto that in a bit, of course, the rain. But yeah, all good. Bank holiday Monday. I actually was surprised. I didn't actually know about the bank holiday until only a few days ago. I was like, oh, happy days. So I'm going to go out later. Have a nice nice brunch and enjoy that. But Evie, thanks for joining us. Whirlwind of a 2 weeks, I'm sure. Pre-season, all that jazz. But how's things with you?
Really good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, yeah, it's great to have you on. Great to have you on. And Blue, we're going to, of course, jump into Evie's football story so far, because some listeners and the fans may not know much about Evie. Of course, breakthrough pre-season and then, of course, making a debut, senior start. But let's get to know you then, Evie. Let us know your backstory. And some fans may be going, oh no, another one, but it's the start of your journey.
So I started when I was 8, pretty much straight away at Norwich, and was there for 7 years. Played with the boys in between that, just to really challenge myself. And then last season, came over, played for the 21s. And then this season, just been pushing onto the first team.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great to see you break through, of course, break through with a few other players as well. Who sort of got you into football originally then? You know, is your family football fans, big football fans?
Yeah, well, I mean, my dad's a Liverpool fan. He loves football, but he's never like played to the best of levels. But he definitely always wanted me to play, I think. And then I actually got scouted being at school. Like, we used to have people from Norwich come in as like PE teachers, and they were like, oh, you should go on trial. So, yeah, so I did, and that was it, really.
Yeah, and Blue, we've got a few players who've got Norwich connections, which, you know, we don't blame you. It's just that's where you started, that's where you're based. But yeah, Blue, we've got a few now. You know, yourself, Kyra, yes. I'm sure you can name drop some other ones, but yeah.
Laura Hartley, who's just signed. Yes. Nina, yeah.
Yes.
Braziero, when she was here.
Yes.
There's quite a few. But I want to ask Evie, actually, what was that decision like, deciding that it was time to move to Ipswich? Or because I'm guessing it would be easier to stick within the Norwich setup and then go through to their women's team. But how did you make that decision, and was it a difficult one?
Yeah, it actually was. I think for me, it was because I wanted to, in my head, I was always going to stay to Norwich until I was 16, and then it was moving on, and then obviously it coming that year earlier was quite difficult. But I think I had the conversation with both Joanne and Charlie, and I think they really sold the academy to me, and I think it was something that I couldn't really turn down, because like obviously with our team being also a division high, it just meant you have that step up if you make it, also being that high level as well, and you just obviously want to challenge yourselves.
Yeah, and Blue, put you on the spot as always. Evie, you know, she said she played under-21s last season, but I'm sure played training with the first team a few times. I know you've been injured, unfortunately, of course, but you've been around the block and everything. First impressions on Evie?
First impressions. So, very similar to Leah last week. My memory of first meeting you
together.
I don't know whether that is true, but that's what my mind is telling me. And I said it about Leah, both of you are so confident on the ball for younger players. Obviously, very, very tall as well and left-footed. So I was like, oh, this could be a good one. And then, yeah, ever since, it's just been more and more confidence. But I'll say it again. I think I touched on it last week. To have the confidence, especially in possession, to just be happy on the ball, be content on the ball and play, pick out a good pass when you're coming into a first-team environment as a young player shouldn't be underestimated. I know we're all lovely girls, whatever, but it definitely shouldn't be underestimated. It's very, very difficult. So yeah, big props to you for that. And I think we're getting to know you more as a person as well. You're definitely a bit louder and you've got obviously good friends now, which is good. But yeah, I think pre-season has been great. And yeah, looking forward to this season and hopefully some consistent minutes for you.
Yeah, how was pre-season Evie for you? You know, I think you pretty much played every game and that must have been good. And playing alongside, you know, I'm sure, you know, like Leah, even just like players like Summer and Megan and everyone who you've known for a few years.
Yeah, it was really good. I think like that's what at the end of last season I was hoping for, to be involved with the pre-season. And obviously when Joe let me know, I was quite happy with that. And just for me, it was just getting in, hopefully getting minutes and then doing what I can while I was playing them. And I think I did all right in a lot of the games. I think I got an assist against Sudbury for Tash as well. So, yeah, I got to prove a little point, but obviously there's still a lot more to go.
Yeah, indeed. And then, of course, you made your first or your debut against Cardiff, away from home, of course, a long trip to Wales and all that. Come off the bench and you're part of that celebrations of Meg finally scoring her first goal. What was that experience like and coming off the bench and being part of that team that got the winner in the end?
Oh, it was so good. I think like that was all we could have asked for, really. I think we all knew that a goal was coming. We just looked so dominant during the game. And I think for Meg to hit it in, it made it that little bit more special because she's been wanting that goal. So I think, yeah, for us as a team, it just really put the cherry on the cake sort of thing. Obviously, we wanted the 3 points anyways, but to get that was really good.
Yeah, I'm still reliving them celebrations, Blue. You know, lucky there is a nice bit of footage and there's pictures of it, of course. But I'm just still reliving that moment. And I know we've had a game against Billericay, which we'll get onto shortly. But yeah, that's been good as well. Just some of the younger players making their debuts and making first starts and all that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you look at a back line or back three of yourself, Megan and Leah, what's the average age, like something like 17? Yeah. Back three, which is just insane. But then you watch, you sort of get that info and then you actually watch you guys play. You're like, you would not think that the average age of 17-year-old. So I've really enjoyed it. And especially the Billericay game as well, when you've got other youngsters coming in as well. And I think every one of them has taken the opportunity. And actually, it's a great thing for the more senior players who've been around a bit longer because it pushes them, for sure. And also it gives Joe a bit of a headache, like, okay, I can probably trust these youngsters coming through. And yeah, I think it's been a great pre-season.
Yeah, and of course, Joe's, this is not the first time he's, you know, relied on, I wouldn't say relied, but, you know, just used young players. Because, you know, Blue, you were one of those young players back in that great season when we got to the FA Cup and played against Man City. And, you know, we had Peskett and, you know, Kyra was a young age then. Everyone was so young then. But Evie, let's jump into the Billericay game because your first start in a competitive game, how was that when you got told that?
Yeah, I was happy, but obviously you can't get too ahead of yourself because you obviously need to perform and you need to be that level-headed. Like we say, we play out from the back of your two, like, panicking and thinking, overthinking things, and it's just not going to work out. So you can't get too ahead of yourself, but I think it was a nice moment for me, like, obviously, to make my first start. And I think just for Joe to have that trust in myself, Aaron, Abby, all of us, I think it is nice to see. And, yeah, I think, obviously, didn't start the way we wanted it to. But I said on the pitch, we've been here before. We were here last week sort of thing. So I think we didn't get too, like, lost in that. And I think it showed in our performance, you know, Summer getting the goal and then going behind again, but ending up winning 4-2. So, yeah, it was all you can ask for, really.
Yeah, and nice segue there, Evie, because Blue, we went behind, unfortunately, through a penalty. I think it was soft, in my opinion. I think it was from behind, but you know, I think it was very soft because it was very early into the game as well. But yeah, thoughts on that? Yeah, Billerigi taking the early lead from the spot. Poppy went the wrong way, unfortunately, but yeah, early lead for the Essex side.
Yeah, it was a good pen, actually. It was a good pen to whoever took that. But the initial decision, I feel like because Nia's the wrong side, refs at this level were just going to give it if you go down. So I didn't see the contact too much. But we don't have VAR, do we? So yeah, that's a shame. It was one of those where I was like, right, okay, hopefully that will wake us up. Not that I don't think we didn't really need to wake up. It was just one of those freak moments where you're like, oh, come on. And luckily, like Evie said, we had that mindset of like, okay, we've been here before. Let's not worry. Let's not stress. Let's just focus on our game plan and stick to that and be confident in that and how it will work for the remaining, because it was early on, so we had plenty of time. But yeah, lots of character from this team in the early stages of the season, which is good to see and hopefully continues throughout the rest of the season too.
Yeah, because we didn't go, okay, oh, feeling sorry for ourselves, because we straight away got back into it. And then Summer Hughes with her first senior goal. It's been a long time coming. I think it was 59. I think this is her 59th appearance this game. It's been a long time coming in competitive games. But Evie, she always pops up in the box and she always has opportunities. And she really actually scored against Cardiff, didn't she? But this time she did score. That's just a great moment for her.
Yeah, I think I jokingly said to her all pre-season, she cuts in from the left and I'm just like, Summer, why don't you shoot? And she's like, I forget. So I said to her, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to shout for you to shoot. And she ended up shooting, well, more than twice, but she got two goals. So, yeah, I think that's all she could do, really. So, yeah, that's good for her.
Definitely, yeah. Blue, because I think last season, of course, Kyra still, we're still waiting for her first goal. But there's a few players like that who are like, come on, get your first goal. And Summer, she's got two in this game. We'll get on to her second goal shortly. But yeah, that was a good moment for her to score. I know it's a cup game, but it's still a competitive goal. And yeah, as Evie said, she always gets in the box. She always cuts in, but she just never shoots or just never gives the opportunity.
Yeah, the floodgates are now open. So expecting a few more from Summer now. Same with Meg. But yeah, really pleased for Summer. I think to get one goal is good, but to get two is great, and she's matched it with really good performances so far. I think we mentioned before that we've been really impressed with her in pre-season and also for the past two games. So yeah, she's one of those who again has come through as a younger player, but sort of cemented herself and now is a consistent performer. And I'm guessing Evie, someone like Summer, I don't want to. Do you sort of look up to her in the fact that her journey through the first team and where she is now? I say look up to her like you don't have a picture on your wall of her, but do you sort of get what I mean? It's a good inspiration, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, she obviously plays a very similar position to me, especially this season. I think Summer's just also such a lovely person, like you can't fault her sort of thing, and I think she's just someone you can talk to and I can sort of have good conversations with her because obviously we do play that similar position. And yeah, I think you sort of look up to them, but it's not like idolising. It's more just like, oh, like how can I like be like them and how can we work together to improve? Like we'll do little extras and things like that after training. So yeah, it's good.
You have to get in her ear about getting on the pod now that you've done it. We're still waiting on the appearance. We're still waiting. But it's okay, Summer. We'll wait for you.
We'll wait. Like, this was going to be the perfect game after scoring twice. But, we'll get Summer on at some stage. Maybe, like, an absolute weldy of a goal winner. We'll wait for it. But, yeah, Agent Evie Williams, get in her ear and get her on the pod. Because, we want it. We've been wanting all last season and this season, hopefully, be the one. But no pressure. No pressure, Summer, if you're listening. No pressure. But we're going to get you on. Then... as you mentioned, Blue, the floodgates did open in the sky because here comes the rain. Sorry, that was ridiculous. That's bad. But it was. That was fun, weren't it, Evie? It just came out of nowhere, didn't it? I think it was forecast the rain, but we always looked up. Like in the warm-ups, it was lovely sunny, weren't it? Sunny weather. Yeah. During the first, I don't know, 20 minutes of the game, it was, you know, nice. You know, it was overcast and all that. But then out of nowhere, the rain came. What was that like playing in that? I'm sure you've played in all sorts of weather during your career so far, but that was just out of nowhere.
Yeah, it reminds me, Ross, you were there of the Leicester game for the Academy where it absolutely pelted it down. Yeah. It reminded me of that. And it was like, I think there was a stoppage and everyone was just stood there and we were just like, I was trying to speak to Megan. And she was like, I can't actually like see you. but yeah, I mean, once the stoppage ends, I think you just sort of get into the thing. You just sort of squint your eyes a little bit and play on sort of thing. And obviously, as a team, it helps us because it gets the ball moving. And yeah, I think for us, it doesn't really hinder us, but maybe for other teams, it might.
Yeah, I still. Oh, that was ridiculous. That was just. Oh no, that came out of nowhere as well because it was. It stopped, start, and then like there was penalties, weren't it? Unfortunately, we lost on penalties, but it, then absolutely bucket it down for the penalties. And I just. I remember looking in the canteen. I think there's a few players who weren't playing and stuff in there, and I wish I was in there in the drive. But I was, you know, doing my job, capturing the pictures. But I also did go in the stand in this game because I thought, nah, there's a stand free there. Go in there. So that's what I did. Blue, what was that like, you know, watching from the sidelines, seeing all that rain, probably, you know, undercover in a dugout, I'm sure. So that was probably better than, you know, getting absolutely wet.
Well, the thing was, I timed it really badly because I was speaking to two of the mascots, actually, the ones who walk out. I'm not sure if they're called mascots, but the two of the players who walked out with the team. So I was speaking to them about football. And then it starts absolutely downpouring. And I'm mid-conversation, so I don't want to be like, oh, I'll just leave you now. So I carry on the conversation, not realising how bad the weather is. And I walk back into the bench, and no joke, I'm saturated. Like, my feet are squelching in my shoes. And then I was like, yeah, it's all right, I don't mind. 10 minutes later, I'm shaking because it's so cold.
And it's so August.
Bad, yeah, I know. Bad decision from me. But, yeah, I was pretty damp. But I just thought, you know what, it's worth it because we then don't have to put the sprinklers on at halftime, yeah. Which is a bonus. And also the ball zips about for the team, which I think really helps our style of play.
Definitely, yeah. Shout out to Blue and Luce O'Brien for doing sprinkler duty before the kickoff because we had to get him off the pitch. Maybe we didn't actually need him in the end because, yeah. But you just never know. Because, as I said, it was forecast the rain, but you always think, oh, we could get away with it because it was lovely sun. And then, yeah, and then half-time hits. And then, Evie, you guys go into the dressing room and then you come out and it's, yeah, it stopped raining. What was the half-time situation? Because I remember it was a Cheltenham one at Blue where EK said the hairdryers came out because was that the same situation in the dressing rooms?
Well, Joe put on some like heated fan, and I think me and Leah like stood under it like that. And then someone came over and were like, "Why are you stood over here?" Because it wasn't near where like our seats were. And I was like, "There's a heated fan." So right at the end, we got lucky then, and we went outside thinking we were going to be absolutely freezing again. And then it was like somewhat warm, like it wasn't that bad. So we were just like sort of bonus, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah, it was just mental. And yeah, as I said, it's August. It should be a lovely summer opening games. But no, the weather's just been just random in August. But anyway, enough about the weather. Let's talk about the second half. And Billy Ricky took the lead again, Blue. But then, of course, summer, though, at the double, getting the equaliser. But yeah, talk about those two goals. Because yeah, Billy Ricky just out of nowhere, head off the crossbar and goes in.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock, maybe. I was a bit shocked by that because I think we pretty much dominated the game and I wasn't really concerned about us not winning it. It was just a matter of time as to when we'd play the final ball into the net. But Summer's finish was good. She sort of, the cross came from the right and she ran into the box but then sort of checked back and it's a finish across goal. Very nice finish. A lot of confidence in that finish, so that was great for her. And then obviously we then took that momentum and carried forward to make it a bit easier for ourselves in the final few minutes.
Yeah, definitely. And Summer actually really celebrated her second goal. She was like, yeah, which is good to see. And I'm sure just relief of like, yeah, scored two now. Maybe she was on a hat-trick.
I know.
No, a lot of time to go. She's on a hat-trick, and that would have been great. Unfortunately, she didn't get a hat-trick. But then, of course, Tash, actually, Pescott, of course, came on. But, yeah, shout-out to Abby Smith, who was making her first start. And, of course, Erin Williams as well, making her debut. I thought they both did really well coming into this game. But yeah, of course, Tash scoring her first goal of the season. Evie, a good finish from her and showing her pace and power.
Yeah, I think Pesca's come on, literally won the ball, played it through to Tash, and Tash has scored. It's like, what more could you ask from Pesca, I think, there? And obviously, Tash has done her job just to finish. And yeah, I think it's almost like a simple goal, like, but it's one that's very effective. And yeah, it's just put us 3-2 up. So that's all we can really ask for.
Yeah, I think that was always the thing. Well, we just needed to take a lead in this game, didn't we, Blue? So then go on to, of course, win it. And Pesca, of course, the game changer, sealing the win. Good finish from her. Deflection, but she's going to claim it because it's only a little deflection. It's not like Leah's goal last week. This was, it was on target. The goal's on target. But yeah, good for her to score a goal and to make it 4-2.
Yeah, for sure. We were laughing on the bench because we were like, imagine being 2-2. And being the other team and seeing Pesket come on. You're just like, what do we do? But yeah, she really came on and had an impact and gave us an injection of energy and pace and also quality. The deflection, I'd say it was quite a big deflection, but, we'll still give it to her. She's just proving how valuable she is and how she normally starts. So yeah, big up Pesk, delivering as usual.
Yeah, she was just unbelievable when she came off the bench. Just her pace and just Billy Rickey just didn't know, have a clue. Of course, Liv Smith at the back there for Billy Rickey, a former player. I'm sure when she saw her come on, I thought, oh no.
Yeah.
I've just had to come up against Tash and Co. And now I've got, oh, and when she was like Pesk, I was like, I'm not sure, even Maddie Biggs, of course, formerly of Town as well. She was up front, of course, not having to play against Pesk, in that forward line, but she'd probably think, oh no, here we go. But yeah, actually, Maddie Reader actually spoke to Pesca after the game. So we've got a bit of an audio clip here, Blue. So let's play it and see what she said.
Well, Pesca, a 4-2 win here. How do you assess that one?
Yeah, it was a good game. Obviously, the league is our priority, but any cup games that come our way, we want to do our best in. Obviously, gave opportunity for young players to start and they all did really well. So yeah, overall we're really happy happy to take the win.
And a goal for you, how do you set your goal? I mean, you haven't said it is a deflection.
Yeah, I think it took a little deflection, but I'd say it was on target. So I'll tell myself that it was going in anyway. But it did help probably from a deflection that put the goalie in the wrong direction. I'm happy to come on and score. Hopefully more to come.
And how happy are you for Summer to get her first 2 goals for the club?
Yeah, no, I'm really happy for her. She looked really sharp today. So I think she deserved it. Obviously, the position she played in, she's not sort of probably too bothered about goals, but she sort of was pushing on really high today. So for her to come away 2 goals, I think she really deserved that.
And we experienced a lot of conditions today. What was it like on the bench during that first half?
Well, I tried to just stay undercover, really. So I managed to stay quite dry. But I couldn't hear most of the game because of the loudness of the rain. It was very, very, very wet. But I think when I come on, it actually made the pitch quite zippy, so I actually quite glad it rained, selfishly of me, so yeah.
And now let's talk about the league. Obviously Plymouth back at home, first league game back at the AGL this season. How are you guys must be buzzing for that one?
Yeah, we're excited. Obviously we've played against them quite a few times at their men's stadium, and it's always a really good game against them. I think they're sort of a good solid side, who they're going to get at us, and we've got to prepare for that. We're all really excited, going to have a strong week of training and hopefully get a few goals next weekend.
And finally, mention for the fans, 386 too. I mean, they experienced everything, they got a good game, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to just see, even in the conditions that we dealt with today, that people are still staying around and they're still watching. I saw fans sort of sitting there soaking wet, still standing in the rain, which is just so great to see. Just encourage everyone to keep coming down, as it means a lot. It's great.
There we go. Thanks, Maddie, as always, for doing that. And Pesca sharing her thoughts on the game. Let's talk about overall verdict then, Evie, on the game and the win. Progressing the cup. So we don't have to go into the plate. We're going to the next round. We don't know yet the draw. We're hoping it's nowhere too far. Another home game. That's always a good thing. But just a good win to make it back-to-back wins in the league and cups so far.
Yeah, I think it's something that would just add to our momentum. I think we can really take it on. And I think it's just to get good for players like myself and other players just to get more minutes in. And I think it was also good to for some players to get a bit of a rest who are just nursing injuries and things. And I think that was one thing that Joe was really happy about, only having to bring on Pest. He didn't have to risk like Holly and some of the other players in the squad. So I think that was good. And I think it was only really positives. Obviously, the performance, there were times where it could have been that little bit sharper, but I think obviously it is only second game in. So I think just to get the win and to really grind out the result is a good like stepping stone for the season, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Good words there. And Blue, yeah, overall verdict on the win. And as Evie said, yeah, Joe was able to sort of rotate the squad, not risk some players who are, you know, I wouldn't say too serious of injuries, but just got maybe a little bit of knocks and maybe didn't want to risk them. And that's what he said. And, you know, bringing in young players like Aaron to make a debut, Abby Smith as well. Of course, even making a first start. Yeah, it's just a good opportunity to get players some minutes.
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes you see with cup games that there's a difference in style of play and fluidity between the players who normally start, and then sometimes there's changes for the cup games. But I don't think we really saw much of that. It was a pretty smooth transition, and I can see why Joe was so happy. The players on the pitch deserved to be there, and I think it was against a pretty strong Billericay side. So I was looking forward to the league game with them. It's good insight for that, and also Joe can now rely on these players to deliver. So yeah, good to get through, a good game. And yeah, happy days.
Happy days indeed. And then back to league action then this weekend. At home against Plymouth Argyle, who didn't have a great start to their campaign last week. Against Billericay, of course, Maddie Big scoring 4 goals in that game. A 6-0 win for Billericay at Argyle. A long trip. We know we've got to do this trip, thankfully, next year. But yeah, Plymouth got to do a long trip to Suffolk. They beat Exeter City 4-1 in their cup. I think actually the same competition, most likely. Yeah, most likely. So we could get Plymouth. Oh, no. Hopefully away. No, hopefully at home. I've jinxed it now. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. But yeah, you never know. We could get them. And yeah, the draw will be out there soon. But yeah, Blue, our record against Plymouth is pretty good. At home, I don't think we've like battered them at home. But when we've gone to their place, we've won 5-0 back-to-back times. But yeah, how are you feeling going into this one? Not a great start for them. And yeah, maybe an opportunity for us. Maybe score some goals, get that goal difference up.
Yeah, I think so. I think the focus will be to play our football like we do, keep it tight at the back, and then see how clinical can we be up front. So it'll be interesting to see what they're like. I'm not too sure if they've lost players or gained players or whatever. But it's difficult because you see the 6-0 against Billericay, and obviously we've just played Billericay, so your mind automatically tries and works out how good they're going to be, but you just can't tell. Billericay might have been having a great day. So we have to take it as any other game, really. Earn the right to win it. And then, yeah, hopefully we can add a few more goals. Because you're right, I don't think we score that many against Plymouth at home. So hopefully we can change that and bring the 5-0s to Felixstowe too.
Yes, indeed, yeah. And Evie, I'm sure you're going to be wanting to hopefully feature again. How are you feeling going into this one? Another league fixture, you know, that momentum you mentioned, you know, 2 wins in a row, hopefully make it 3.
Yeah, I think it's exactly that, trying to obviously get the 3 points. I think we want to put on a good performance, obviously, for the home fans as well. And I think it's just another opportunity for players like myself, for everyone pretty much, to get the minutes, get more performances in. And I think it's one of them games where, as a squad, we think we should, if we want to be where we want to be at the end of the season, it's a game that we have to win, I think. And I think they're the sort of games that you can slip up on. So I think it's just keeping that concentration and making sure that we play our football to end up winning the game and getting the result we want.
Definitely. And Poppy will be playing against her former side. She, of course, played for Plymouth before, so she'll be coming up against some of her former teammates. And I've just looked up the last game against Plymouth. It was actually a 3-0 win, Blue, the last time we played them at home. So a few goals there, but then I think the previous game at home was 1-1, so we actually drew against them. So that wasn't a win there. But yeah, another game at home, Blue. You know, the crowd was pretty good. Shout out to the fans once again, who came out in their numbers. A lot of them got wet, so they run into the stands. But yeah, once again, Blue, you know, I'm sure they'll hopefully come out with their numbers once again in a league fixture and get that attendance up.
Yeah, for sure. I thought the numbers were really good for a cup game, and especially with the weather, I couldn't believe how many people were still there after the downpour. So fair play, but yeah, looking forward to next week, and hopefully we can pack out Felixstowe again. And I thought the drums were very good. I've missed the drums over the off season, so I'm glad they're back.
At one stage, I thought it was thunder. Before, I think when I heard it once, I thought it was thunder. I think there was a little bit of thunder though.
Yeah, there was lightning. There was definitely lightning.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was like when it started to rain, and then I think when of course Megan's dad hit the drum, I thought, oh, is there thunder? But no, it was the drum. It was the drum. But yeah, shout out to them to bring the atmosphere up. And what's that like, Evie? You know, you played mainly under 21s football, you know, in cages or whatever, you know, on 3G pitches. But the last two games, you've had drums, you've had loads of fans chanting. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think yesterday, especially, I think the crowd were really good. I think like the drums and everything, there was a lot of chanting going on. Yeah, I think it was really good. And I think it does add that little bit, like not pressure, but it's like you want to then perform better for them, like for the crowd next year, especially when you're playing for myself, like down on the left-hand side next to the crowd. You really want to like do something special just to like to give them something to proper cheer about. And I think like when Summer was down there, they were having a jolly old time, I think.
Yeah, I think what I've got watched time was she's got Who's Has Got You in Your Pocket or something like that. It's like, yeah.
I think my favourite one was 4-2 and A Long Way Home. They started chanting that, and I was like, yeah, I like a bit of that.
It's not that far though, Billy Ricky, though.
It's no, it's not. And then we were sitting on the bench. I was like, oh, some of the girls basically live there, so like, well, it's the same distance for me, but. It's just...
Pretty much.
I liked it.
Yeah. So yeah, keep that up, Town fans. Keep that up, because I like Simply the Pest. That's a good one as well, of course. That came out. I think in Cardiff, but also on Sunday as well. But that's good. Keep it up, and yeah, we look forward to hearing more of that. Well, Blue, it's been another great pod. Any other business? Anything else you want to mention?
No, I don't think so. Just a big thank you to you two for recording on a bank holiday.
It's fine. Yeah, why not? This is the best way to start. And then we've got the rest of the morning / afternoon to enjoy. What's your plans? You got any plans, girls? Anything you're doing? Your bank holiday? I'm sure either you're just going to be some resting, getting ready for the weekend and training.
Yeah, I've got some family coming round. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it's barbecue weather. Is it barbecue weather? I don't know. Where are you? Mm-hmm. You all good?
There's some clouds in the sky.
Okay.
It's not looking barbecue to me either, Ross. All I'm seeing is clouds.
Oh no, I'm playing football later, so hopefully I don't have to do the same with you, Evie. I have to, you know, play in the rain. I'm just gonna have a look at the forecast and have a little look. And at the moment, it looks good. It looks good. So yeah, bring it on. I'm playing 80 sides tonight. That's a sort of step up. Wow. So bigger pitch, bigger goals. I'll update you on how I get on, but it should be good fun. But that's it, Evie. Thanks for joining us, Blue. As always, thank you for joining me, my co-host. I'll let you outro as ever. Take it away.
Yeah, firstly, a big thank you to John Fowler's solicitors. We're not forgetting about you. Yeah, thank you once again for sponsoring the pod. Thanks to you both. And thank you for listening this far. We'll catch you next week after the Plymouth game.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.